19WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There's a little more to go. That's Eric Clapton with Same Old Blues from Behind the Sun, 1986 release. And hey, this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And that's why we're playing Eric Clapton. So that's what we're going to be doing for the next hour, with one, maybe two exceptions, but that'll be related to Eric Clapton. So we're going to play all things having to do with the man. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And last thing I'm going to tell you is that I'm your host, Gary Ault. So we do have a question of the week, but the difference is that all you get is bragging rights if you get the question right, if you call in. And it doesn't matter if you're the first or whatever, because we don't have anything to give away. And that's because our fundraiser is coming up. So we kind of save all the gift certificates and stuff like that for the fundraiser, which will be fantastic. And you'll get a chance to get those same kind of gifts if you donate at a certain level. And that starts this Friday with the Into the 10 o'clock hour with Trevor B. Power at 8 o'clock Friday night, and ends the following Friday at 7 o'clock when Spider Glenn brings it on home. So we encourage you to pledge your support. And call in at this show, by the way, because we'll have a bunch of volunteers sitting here waiting to answer. We have four phones, and I think we have exactly four volunteers coming in. So we're going to be well-stocked with people waiting to help and to talk to you. And I could talk to you, too, if I'm not too busy. But we encourage you to call in, because it shows your support, not just for the radio station in general. That's the main thing. But also for the individual shows, because it shows that you're listening and that you like what you hear, and it makes it more likely that a show like this will continue to be on the air. Hint, hint, hint. So, the question of the week, as I said, we have nothing to give away, but if you want to call in and just, you know, say that you got it right and talk to somebody and hear your name on the radio, big deal, right? I'll tell you what the question is. Eric Clapton has been in at least two beer ads, as far as I know, just two. Over the years, going way, way back to, you know, somewhat more recently. So name one of those, just one of the beers. That's all you have to tell us. If you want to tell us the name of the song that was on the beer commercial, that'd be okay too. But one of the two beer commercials that Eric was involved with. So now we're going to play something from Bill Wyman and the Rhythm Kings featuring Eric Clapton on guitar.
Melody, it was a second name, Melody,
Melody,
guess one fine day I upped and left, and I took everything I had. Took my car back, took my trailer home. I was bad, bad, bad.
My nose is on your trail. I'm gonna catch you by surprise.
Derek and the Dominoes with I Looked Away from Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. And we started that set off with Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings from the first of five studio albums that Bill Wyman put out as the Rhythm Kings, called Strutting Our Stuff. We heard Melody, which is a Jagger Richards composition, as you can probably tell by that line, something about burning you alive or something. Who else would write a lyric like that? So that's an interesting collection. That was from 1997, and the last one came out in 2004. A year after that, they put out a live album called Rhythm Kings Live. But this particular song featured Georgie Fame and Beverly Skeet on vocals. It also had, of course, Bill Wyman on it, and obviously Eric Clapton playing lead guitar, and who else? Dave Hartley on piano. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We did get a correct answer to the question of the week, but I forgot to give you the phone number, so you can, you know, feel free to call in. We're not giving anything away this week anyway, because we're saving that for the fundraiser, and we won't be able to give anything away for several weeks, because after that we kind of have to collect our thoughts and make sure we have some more gift certificates that we have to kind of build up. So so we did get an answer, but if you'd like to call in, you can feel free to do so. The number is 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. And the question was, Eric Clapton, throughout his career, was in at least two beer commercials, or did music for at least two beer commercials, two different brands over the years. Name one of those brands of beer. If you want, you can name the song too. So 908-852-4545. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to do the Eric influence.
I am Lloyd Jones, inviting you to join me inside the Global Mix Friday nights at midnight to 4 a.m. for the best in roots rock, reggae, R&B, soca, gospel, world, and more. All in the mix on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and WNTI.org. That's Friday night at midnight. It is truly LJ.
Dixon Energy, providing heating oil and propane with automatic delivery throughout Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. Dixon Energy also installs Generac whole house generators, high efficiency equipment, and energy saving comfort solutions like RedLink thermostats. More information can be found at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
The whimsical Elwood P. Dowd has a best friend who seems to have the very best advice for everyone they meet. The only problem is that no one else can see Harvey, the invisible six-foot hookah rabbit who accompanies Dowd wherever he goes, spreading goodwill and a bit of chaos in their wake. The Centenary Stage Company presents Harvey by Mary Chase, October 3rd through the 19th in the Lackland Center. The whole play bubbles with sheer fun, said The Nation, offering deeper insights into basic human truths. Performances of Harvey are Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. and 7:30 on Family Night Thursdays. Tickets range from $25 to $27.50 with discounts for seniors and students, and they're available at the Centenary Stage Company box office at 908-979-0900 or online at centenarystageco.org.
My mother always told me, in this world, Elwood, you can be oh so smart or oh so pleasant. For years, I was smart. I recommend pleasant.
Don't miss Harvey, October 3rd through the 19th at the Centenary Stage Company.
So now it's time for the Eric Influence, a weekly feature we started last week. And this week we're going to do Leslie West. Now, Leslie West wasn't directly influenced by Eric's guitar style per se, but at least three things about Eric were very influential on Leslie West and, in fact, on the group Mountain. Cream. I mean, there were so many bands that basically were influenced by Cream. The fact that they were a power trio, they did these extended jams. And you know, they started the public became an album buying public during that time, and so Leslie West was certainly influenced by the whole Cream concept. The other thing is Eric's incredible vibrato. You know, vibrato is basically, you know, bending the note up and down, so it kind of is, you know, a little sharp, a little flat, back and forth, and it kind of makes it vibrate or shake, and it just gives it a real bluesy kind of sound. And Leslie, nobody can compare with Eric's vibrato, but Leslie West certainly had a really good one. And then the third thing is that Leslie West was not really a technical guitar player, not really super fast or anything like that, but he did tend to play really concise solos. I mean, they did jams as well, but he also did concise solos that had a definite beginning, definite end, and a good middle, a certain length, and that was basically it. And that is something that Eric was a master of. So what we're going to do first is we're going to play something from Cream that demonstrates Eric's incredible vibrato that's just, it just shimmers, you know. And then we're going to play something from Mountain, which was written by Jack Bruce and Peter Brown, by the way. Jack Bruce, of course, being the bass player and lead singer for Cream. And interestingly, Felix Pappalardi, who was part of Mountain, also produced all of Cream's albums after Fresh Cream until they broke up, and then they did the two live albums, but he produced all of those. And what else do you want to tell you about that? And, of course, Felix Pappalardi is a member of Mountain and is playing and singing on this song. So we're going to play Sitting on Top of the World from Cream.
stay. She's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. All for someone worth on this bond. Had to take Christmas in my overall. But I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the
...91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was Cream, obviously, with Bad from the album Goodbye. And we started this set off with Sitting on Top of the World from the Cream album Wheels of Fire. And what we were trying to demonstrate there is Eric's, on Sitting on Top of the World, his amazing vibrato. And on Badge, how he played, he was like the master of the like 8-bar or 16-bar guitar solo. It had a definite end, a definite beginning, definite end, and a definite middle. That had to be a concise amount of time, you know, a certain number of bars. And he just started that one off and ended it so with such a great climax. And so in between there, we played theme from an imaginary Western from Mountain, the album Climbing. And that illustrates, I think, how Leslie West took two of those elements and put them into his own playing, which wasn't particularly influenced by Eric in terms of style. But, you know, Bob from Dingman just told me an interesting story of how Leslie West was saw Cream at the Fillmore East, and he walked out and said, I got to go home and practice. So he was certainly influenced by Eric in that way. And also in just his equipment choices, because Eric was kind of the first one to just take a Marshall amp and a Les Paul and just crank it all the way to 10 and just play it that way with all those overdriven feedback and everything. And that's what Leslie West did. Different amps. He used Sun amps, basically. But he just, no effects. He just turned it all the way up to 10. So that was the Eric influence for the week. And this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break. And what are we going to play from you? Oh, we're going to play some Eric from Saturday Night Live.
Hi, this is your Golden Gup.
And Lulu, inviting you to join us for the Happy Foot Request Party, right after the Sinatra Hour, Sundays at 12 noon.
For the most danceable 50s and 60s era rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and charted gems to be heard anywhere this side of the moon. Right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Morris, located in Hastings Commons on Schooley's Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including dental implants, single-visit crowns, and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone, 908-852-8858.
WNTI support comes from Pawn Dingo, a licensed pawn shop located on Union Boulevard in Totowa. Pawn Dingo buys, sells, and makes loans collateralized by an asset. Items include gold, silver, jewelry, U.S. coins, antiques, and more. Pawn Dingo also has an online store. Information on Pawn Dingo's services available at pawndingo.com or by phone 973-689-7753.
I've worked by the longing years for one woman. from then on, Mary, she gonna work and bring me the gold. Have you ever been mistreated? You know just what I'm talking about. I want out on you, but one woman, she had the nerve. She had the nerve. She had the nerve. She had the nerve to put me out.
All right, that's John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and Friends, and that song featured Eric Clapton on guitar, and he was playing Hideaway, a classic Freddie King song that they recorded on the first, well, the only Blues Breakers album with Eric Clapton. That goes out to Denise, and that's not exactly what she asked for, but I'm going to play what she asked for next week, because she'll be here in the studio helping answer the phones during our fundraiser, which we highly encourage you to call in for and contribute to. If you value this radio station, and even if you value this show. Denise actually asked for Steppin' Out from the Blues Breakers album, and we will play that next week. That's a promise. But I thought I'd play that tonight. That's a cool version of Hideaway. And we started that set off with Five Long Years, not from the Cradle album, but from a Saturday Night Live musical performance by Eric Clapton, of course. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. So, we have an answer to the question of the week, which was name one of the two beer commercials that Eric Clapton contributed to. And Bob from Dingman's Ferry knew that the first one was for a beer called Falstaff, which is an American beer, used to be brewed in St. Louis, Missouri, going way, way, way back. They stopped production about 10 years ago. But Cream did a commercial for it that was not released until Those Were the Days box set came out. And Nicky Bones from Hackettstown knew that the other one was a Michelob commercial. And I think it was Nicky that called first. I couldn't tell, but originally the answer he gave was Budweiser, which is really, really close because it's the same company, Anheuser-Busch. But anyway, the song was After Midnight, and around that time, Steve Winwood also did a commercial. They were highly criticized for it, for going that commercial, and plus the fact that Eric Clapton was in alcoholism treatment, and so it was kind of strange. But anyway, Nicky Bones from Hackettstown knew that, and Bob from Dingman's Ferry knew that the answer, part of the answer was Falstaff. So we're going to play those two songs for you. First, we're going to hear the Cream commercial, and then we're going to hear After Midnight.
Falstaff, the clear beer from St. Louis, brings you Cream from London.
Falstaff, the first slaker. Falstaff, the first slaker. The beer that can slake any thirst, any thirst. The beer you reach for first when you want to quench your thirst. Find out what it is all about.
Yeah, and that was Eric Clapton with After Midnight, another interpretation of that song from the J.J. Cale song that featured on his first solo album, but that was from the box set Crossroads. And before that, we heard Falstaff beer commercial from Cream from Those Were the Days box set. And so we're going to sign off tonight with a song by Tom Petty and Eric from The Breeze, an appreciation of the music of J.J. Cale. But just to remind you that next week begins our fundraiser, and Wednesday night is no exception. 8 o'clock, show your support for the station and for the show by calling in next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So we look forward to hearing from you there. So we're going to now, as I said, we're going to go out with some Eric Clapton and Tom Petty.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.